This is KERA News. This May 4th, municipal elections could have big implications for the Fort Worth School Board. Three longtime members are not seeking another term. That leaves four open seats and nine candidates vying for them. To break it all down, I'm joined by Stella Chavez, who reports on education for KERA. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Justin.
So this election could mean big changes for the Fort Worth School District.
Yeah, no matter how it shakes out, one-third of the board will be brand new. Only one incumbent is seeking re-election. That's Toby Jackson. She's the current school board president, and she represents District 2. And she served two terms on the board. She oversees Fort Worth Spark, an education nonprofit. And she's being challenged by a guy named Chad McCarty. He owns a business, and he's the former principal of Eastern Hills High School. And this looks like it'll be an interesting competition. Both of them have deep ties to Fort Worth. They both graduated from the district. And they both say that one of their main goals is improving student achievement.
This ballot matchup has gotten a lot of attention recently. What's the controversy?
It has. In 2016, the football coach at Eastern Hills High School was accused of having an improper relationship with a student. And this happened while Chad McCarty was principal there. According to reports in the Star-Telegram, which followed the case very closely, McCarty reported the allegations to the district. Now, there was an internal investigation and a recommendation to terminate the coach. The student, however, later recanted her story, but the issue split the board. Five of the nine board members at the time voted against terminating the coach, including Toby Jackson.
You've talked to voters in the district. What are they looking for in these candidates?
Some of the people I talked with told me they were really ready for a change, like Stephen Poole. He's with the United Educators Association.
We have to honor the history, but it also means that we have an opportunity to remake ourselves as a district. We want school board members who are focused in on the schools and really set a vision for our district.
Poole made it clear to me that all of the candidates are good, but what he really wants to hear more about is how they plan to tackle the budget.
Right now, we have a big conversation in the state about teacher pay. I want to hear what they think about paying teachers more to not only retain the high-quality teachers, but attract teachers in.
Tell me about the other school board races. Who's running and what other issues have come up?
In District 3, a seat that's now held by longtime member Christine Moss, we have Cleveland Harris. He's a barber and he's running against Quentin, or Q, Phillips. He's an adjunct professor. Moss has been on the board for three decades, so there's a lot of history there. The district includes the historic and mostly African-American Stop 6 neighborhood. Harris talks about equity and how the district isn't doing a good job of that. And Phillips, on the other hand, sits on the district's Race and Equity Committee and points to what the group has accomplished, like creating a Department of Equity and Excellence.
And two people are also facing off for the District 5 seats. What stands out in that race?
Carla Morton, she's a pediatric and developmental neuropsychologist, is running against an attorney, Karen or CJ Evans. And Morton touts her experience of working with young people and also her experience in data analysis. And she says she does cognitive testing with kids who have brain injuries and says she's learned a lot by doing that. Evans is fluent in Spanish, and that's a skill that can come in handy in Fort Worth ISD. More than 60% of students are Latino, and many of them have parents whose first language is Spanish.
Now over in District 6, I understand there's a three-way contest. Could that end up in a runoff?
There's definitely that possibility. If no one person gets the majority of votes, a runoff will be scheduled in June. And in that race, you've got Ann Darr, who's an education consultant with Region 11's Education Service Center. The other two candidates are Lisa Salcedo, a business growth and strategy analyst, and Sandra Shelton, a consultant. All of these candidates have said they want student performance to improve, especially in reading and math. One parent I spoke to, Elizabeth Maldonado, told me she's looking for someone who's going to challenge the Fort Worth School District's current administration.
Someone who's going to work to hold the superintendent accountable, someone who's going to invest in special needs services and not going to raise class sizes.
Clearly, there's a lot going on in this election, and we'll have updates in the coming days.
Stella, thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome, Justin.